This is True Crime Psychology and Personality, where we discuss the pathology behind some of the most horrific crimes and those who committed them from a scientifically informed perspective.
I'm Dr. Todd Grande. I have a PhD in counselor education and supervision, and I'm a licensed professional counselor of mental health. Dr. Todd Grande, that's my YouTube channel.
Today's question is, can I analyze the case of Jeff Scowen? First, I'll look at the background of this case, move to the timeline of the crime, then offer my analysis. Jeffrey William Scowen was born on April 1, 1997, and lived in Strongsville, Ohio. This is just south of Cleveland. When Jeffrey, who went by the name Jeff, was in high school, he became romantically involved with a student named Anna Pleskovic. In June 2016, they had a daughter named Aurora. The couple became engaged and planned to have their wedding on October 28, 2017. To help the young couple get on their feet, Anna's parents, Bruce and Melinda Pleskovic, allowed Jeff to live in the basement of their four-bedroom house located at 17784 Blazing Star Drive. Bruce worked as an accountant for a bank. Melinda was a sixth-grade teacher. In addition to Anna, the couple had two other children, a son named Kyle, who had Down syndrome and was nonverbal, and a daughter named Megan. During the time that Jeff lived in the Pleskovic family home, he told people that he worked part-time, but later he admitted he was unemployed. Anna worked as a waitress at an Applebee's restaurant. A few months after Jeff moved into the Pleskovic family home, mysterious incidents started occurring around the house. Here are a few examples. On January 12, 2017, Bruce called 911 and reported that someone had stolen his laptop case from his vehicle. The case contained $350 in cash, as well as a checkbook. He thought the theft occurred while his vehicle was parked in his driveway. On July 14, Melinda called 911 and reported that three people were hiding behind her house, one adult and two teenagers. On September 8, Melinda called 911 and reported that her keys had gone missing. She also mentioned that her car alarm had gone off several times, and she found her car unlocked. On October 19, 2017, Jeff reported to the police that a man tried to enter the home by forcing the back door open. Now moving to the timeline of the crime. On October 23, 2017, 4 days after Jeff reported the attempted break-in, and 5 days before he was supposed to marry Anna, Jeff called 911 and told the operator that someone had been attacked in his house. This was at around 8 p.m. He indicated that the victim was Melinda. Jeff said, quote, "We just came home. She's on the kitchen floor. I took her son and my daughter outside. Her husband is inside with her now," unquote. Later, he said that Melinda was not moving and there was blood all around her. Melinda's husband, Bruce, also called 911. He told the operator that he thought someone killed his wife. The police quickly arrived on the scene. Here's what they found during the course of their investigation. 49-year-old Melinda Pleskovic had been shot 3 times and stabbed 36 or 37 times. She was transported to a hospital and pronounced dead at 9 p.m. Jeff and Bruce had been out at dinner at the Applebee's restaurant where Anna worked. When they returned, they found Melinda unresponsive. Bruce's 18-year-old son, Kyle, was the only other person in the family house. However, it was clear to investigators that Kyle was not capable of being involved. Bruce was interviewed by the police. He said that he received a text message from Melinda's phone at 4:30 p.m. asking him to meet her at a local brewery. He thought the message was out of the ordinary, but he went anyway. Melinda never showed up, so Bruce decided to go to a gym. At this point, he received multiple calls from Jeff asking to meet him at Applebee's. Bruce went there and ate dinner with Jeff. Afterward, they went back to the Pleskovic family house, although Bruce felt as though Jeff was stalling along the way. When they arrived at the house, the front door was locked and the garage door opener was not working. Kyle let Bruce and Jeff in the house. This is when Melinda was discovered. During the interview, Bruce was becoming increasingly suspicious about Jeff, but still didn't think that Jeff was involved. Jeff was interviewed by the police. He said that he saw Melinda sometime around midday. The family had plans to go to the Applebee's restaurant where Anna worked, but Melinda was too busy to attend the dinner. Jeff went to his father's residence, then to his aunt's residence. After this, he met Bruce at Applebee's. During his interview with police, Jeff mentioned how he believed Kyle was a scary individual and envious of his daughter. Jeff was implying that Kyle could have been involved. Jeff also mentioned the mysterious incidents that had been happening around the Pleskovic family house, like the attempted break-in that he reported 4 days before Melinda was murdered. The police continued their investigation. They seized a 2002 Chevrolet Silverado pickup truck that Jeff had been operating. Inside the vehicle, they found a knife with blood on it. Melinda's DNA was on the blade and on the handle. Jeff's DNA was on the handle. As if this wasn't bad enough for Jeff, the police found additional evidence implicating him in Melinda's murder. For example, cell phone data indicated that his phone was at the Pleskovic family house when Melinda was killed, and surveillance video from a neighbor showed that Jeff was lying about the attempted break-in on October 19. A warrant was obtained for Jeffrey's arrest. The police asked him if he would come down to the station to be interviewed again, and Jeff agreed. About 20 minutes into the interview, the police confronted Jeff with inconsistencies between the evidence they discovered and the story he was providing. Jeff denied any involvement in Melinda's murder, but did not offer a believable or coherent explanation for the inconsistencies. He was placed under arrest for the murder of Melinda. A few hours later, an FBI agent interviewed Jeff and conducted a so-called lie detector test, which is also referred to as a polygraph. This is a pseudoscientific nonsense machine used in conjunction with police manipulation tactics. After taking the polygraph, Jeff told the FBI agent that he killed Melinda. He claimed that Melinda had retrieved a firearm of his from the basement and brought it to the first floor where he was. She pointed the gun in his general direction. He grabbed the gun, causing it to discharge. Melinda was struck in the process. Jeff did not remember any stabbing activity. He told the police that there was a Buick LeSabre parked at his parents' home, which contained the firearm he used to shoot Melinda and a pair of gray sweatpants that he wore during the killing. The police searched the car and found a .357 Magnum revolver and gray sweatpants. Jeffrey's DNA was on both items. The revolver was the murder weapon. On October 31, 2017, 8 days after Melinda was killed, Jeffrey Scullin was charged with aggravated murder, two counts of felonious assault, tampering with evidence, making false alarms, and endangering children. About a year later, on October 17, 2018, Jeff pleaded no contest to all the charges and was sentenced to a term of life in prison with the possibility of parole after 33 years. His first parole hearing is scheduled for September 2050, when he will be 53 years old.
Hey, hast du heute Nacht gut geschlafen? Und deine Haut auch? Stell dir vor, du erlebst den HK-Effekt. Deine Wäsche riecht einfach frisch, ganz ohne chemische Duftwolke. Und deine Haut atmet auf. Beim Putzen musst du nicht husten, sondern kannst einfach durchatmen. Das ist der Moment, in dem du spürst, sauber geht auch anders. Mit HK. Unbedenklich, hautfreundlich und dennoch wirksam. Probiere den HK-Effekt für Sauberkeit, die sich gut anfühlt. Jetzt entdecken auf hk.com.
Now moving to my analysis. Here are my thoughts on a few areas that stood out to me in this case. Item number one. Jeff Scullin dropped out of high school with a 0.00 grade point average and did not seem to be too interested in working. When he lived with Anna and her family, Jeff was extremely talkative and domineering. He would tell the family members grandiose lies about how his future was going to be financially secure. Family members noticed that cash and other valuable items went missing during the time Jeff lived with them. At his sentencing, Anna called Jeff manipulative, sociopathic, a thief, a pathological liar, and a sadistic murderer. So I'm guessing there are no plans to reschedule the wedding. Item number two, there is a theory in this case that Jeff planned Melinda's murder months in advance. He must have been responsible for all the mysterious incidents that occurred to mislead the investigation that he knew would take place after the murder. Jeff probably was responsible for most of the mysterious events at the family house, but I am not sure he was involved in all of them. For example, one incident involved a teenager smoking marijuana and bouncing on a trampoline in the backyard. Another incident involved a group of teenagers running around the development looking in windows. Here's what I think may have happened as far as these strange occurrences. Jeff wanted to steal from the Pleskovic family, but realized that he would be the obvious suspect. To conceal his behavior, he falsely reported bizarre incidents, including mysterious prowlers. With awareness now heightened in the family, they detected other situations that were unrelated to Jeff's behavior. Due to fear, the family had simply developed increased sensitivity. This worked to Jeff's advantage because now they were reporting everything that was out of the ordinary. The last incident that Jeff staged was 4 days before the murder. He said that an assailant attempted to break into the family house, but they were scared away by one of the family dogs. This false report was probably part of the murder scheme. Jeff planned on escalating his criminal behavior to homicide, therefore he needed these strange occurrences to escalate as well. He simply took the same strategy of false reporting and modified it for concealing a larger crime. Item number 3, what do I think happened in this case? This is just a theory, my opinion. Jeff and Anna met when they were in high school. Young people are often driven by emotions, make poor decisions, and don't appreciate the consequences of their behavior. Anna may have falsely believed that Jeff was attractive, or maybe the pregnancy was unplanned and she felt trapped. Either way, she selected an unsuitable and undesirable romantic partner. Jeff Scullin was grandiose, bombastic, self-centered, arrogant, insecure, remorseless, deceptive, untrustworthy, malicious, antagonistic, abrasive, manipulative, impulsive, irresponsible, lazy, greedy, cold, callous, calculating, repulsive, romantically unattractive, loquacious, obnoxious, socially awkward, and exceedingly creepy. During the time he lived with Anna's parents, Jeff caused mischief in order to conceal his stealing behavior. He also lied about various aspects of his life, trying to make himself look superior and accomplished. He wanted people to believe that he had a bright future. Anna's parents were interested in meeting Jeff's parents. They wanted to get to know them because Jeff and Anna were going to get married. Jeff kept telling Anna's parents that his parents were not interested in meeting them. When Bruce and Melinda invited Jeff's parents to get together, Jeff informed them that his parents declined. In reality, Jeff's parents never declined any invitations because they never received any. Jeff was lying the entire time, trying to keep the family members apart. He probably did this to conceal the many other lies he had been telling. As far as the wedding that was scheduled, Jeff was supposed to send out invitations, but he never did. He was also supposed to pay for the wedding venue, but his credit card was rejected repeatedly. The venue threatened to cancel the reservation if they didn't get their money. Linda knew that something was not right with Jeff's story. In the days leading up to her death, she argued with him about his deceptive behavior. Jeff didn't have the money for the wedding venue and didn't have any way to get the money. He was running out of options and his lies were about to be discovered. This would lead to a tremendous level of embarrassment for Jeff. It was at this point that Jeff decided to murder Melinda. On October 19, 2017, he falsely reported an attempted break-in in order to mislead investigators. 4 days later, he shot and stabbed Melinda. Jeff's misdirection strategy appeared to work, at least initially. For example, Bruce was angry at the police, believing they did not properly investigate the strange occurrences. He believed that someone other than Jeff killed his wife. On the day that Jeff was supposed to get married, he functioned as a pallbearer at Melinda's funeral. Not only had he deceived Bruce, he had deceived everyone. The problem for Jeff was that the rest of his homicidal plan was inferior. He did not properly dispose of the murder weapons. His cell phone tracked his location. It was obvious that he was trying to create an alibi by going to dinner with Bruce. And video from a neighbor's surveillance camera proved that Jeff was lying about the attempted break-in. After being confronted with the inconsistencies, Jeff admitted to killing Melinda. He claimed that he killed her by accident when she was threatening him, but could not explain all the stab wounds. Jeff did not have an explanation ready because he never thought he would be caught. Now moving to my final thoughts. Some people try to get away with crimes by hiding all the evidence. Jeff adopted a different tactic. He concealed his bad behavior by causing chaos. The family members trusted Jeff and assumed they were all on the same team. They were working against a common and invisible enemy. Just like it never occurred to Jeff that he would be caught, it never occurred to the family members that he was the source of the strange occurrences. No one else in the neighborhood had problems with mysterious prowlers. The cause of the problem was obvious the entire time.
This has been True Crime Psychology and Personality from Ars Longa Media. This content is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Ars Longa, Vita Brevis.